A Warburg Institute Lecture Hall, Day. The lecture hall is filled with graduate students, notebooks and pens in hand, ready to absorb the wisdom of Professor Gombrich. At the front of the room stands Professor Gombrich, a distinguished figure who exudes a humanistic presence. Eugene sits in the front row, his eyes fixed on Professor Gombrich. Professor Gombrich, ladies and gentlemen, let us delve into the intricate world of Titian's The Sacred and Profane Love. This masterful composition presents us with a captivating dialogue, a dialectical structure that captures the essence of love and its various manifestations. Eugene leans forward, engrossed in the analysis of the painting. Professor Gombrich. The painting, commissioned by Niccolo Aurelio for his marriage to Laura Bagarotto, depicts two women, the twin Venuses, each representing a different level of love. We have the heavenly Venus, sublime and unadorned, symbolizing divine love, while her earthly sister represents human love, adorned in the material splendor of this world. Eugene, raising his hand, eager to participate. Professor Gombrich, is the contrast between the two Venuses meant to emphasize the hierarchy of love? Professor Gombrich nods with a smile. Precisely, Eugene. The composition deliberately contrasts the two women in every detail, establishing a visual hierarchy. The nude heavenly Venus stands higher in the field, framed against the sky, symbolizing the exalted nature of divine love. On the other hand, her earthly sister is seated, encapsulated within nature, representing the more tangible and sanctioned human love. Professor Gombrich, gesturing towards the painting. And between these twin Venuses, we have Cupid, the symbol of love, mixing the waters in the well, suggesting an ideal synthesis or perfect harmony between divine and human love. Eugene's eyes wander over the intricacies of the painting, contemplating its profound meaning. Professor Gombrich. Furthermore, Titian utilizes a calculated structure and differentiation to create unity within the composition. The left side, dense and closed, contrasts with the open and volatile right side. Horizontal coordinates and vertical hierarchies define relative values and create a sense of balance. Eugene writes copious lecture notes. He also practices his distinctive signature over and over. Fade out. Gombrich's office, winter day. The window panes have snow on them. Eugene. I had the privilege of attending Karl Popper's seminar, and I couldn't help but draw parallels between his ideas and your own. Gombrich, raising an eyebrow. Ah, Karl Popper's seminar. I've always admired his work. Tell me, Eugene, how did his ideas intersect with your understanding of my approach to art history? Eugene. Well, Professor, both you and Popper emphasize the importance of psychology in understanding human behavior and the creation of art. Your melding of art history with psychology echoes Popper's perspective on the intersection of psychology and the history of science. It was a revelation to see how these disciplines intertwine and inform one another. Gombrich. Indeed, the psychological aspects behind artistic creation are essential in unraveling the intentions and emotions of artists. It allows us to go beyond the surface and truly grasp the deeper meaning behind their work. Popper and I shared a fascination for this intersection, and it's heartening to hear that his ideas resonated with your experiences in my seminar. Gombrich, well, Eugene, as I told you when we were introduced in the States, it would be a heavy burden for you to take on so many new subjects. And now a new baby, I hear. Eugene, yes, sir, it has been a bit time-consuming, but I am up for the challenge. Gombrich, I must admit, Mr. Schuster, that you do have a talent for spotting a good argument. Your last paper was rather insightful, if not inconclusive. Eugene, Professor Gombrich, I feel like I can do something great. Gombrich, you may very well in time, but that is no reason to stay in this unrewarding solitary intellectual pursuit. You must love ideas, and that means you must some hard work on your part, Eugene. Otherwise, I don't think I can recommend an extension of your scholarship here. Eugene looks slightly panicked. Yes, we are going to France this weekend, Gombrich. Good. The best way to learn is from experience. I suggest that you and your lovely wife could take advantage of being in Europe while you can.